Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey there! It's me, Steely Dan. And if it's a Sunday, I'm locked into the Irrelevant Show. Right here on WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 FM. Don't lose that number.
That is irrelevant.
I'm Helen Razor, but that's deeply irrelevant. What is relevant is that you're listening to
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
What's that frequency again, dear?
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
I told you, Helen. And what is relevant is that you're not listening to that other crap. So well done.
This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may detect an occasional surface noise or volume drop due to transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
No pienses en volver atrás. Noche no se envolverá, la mente ya no pensará, y tú me entregarás tu amor. Mi fuego debes encender, mi fuego debes encender, las horas solo serán fuego. Mentira es la humanidad, verdad solo somos tú y yo. Todo de mi ser tendrás y la muerte tal vez llegará. Mi fuego debes encender, mi fuego debes encender, las horas solo serán fuego. Es la humanidad, verdad solo somos tú y yo. Todo de mi ser tendrás y la muerte tal vez llegará. Mi fuego debes encender, mi fuego debes encender, las horas solo serán fuego.
No pienses en volver atrás. Noche no se volverá, la mente ya no pensará, y tú me entregarás tu amor. Mi fuego debes encender, mi fuego debes encender, las horas solo serán fuego, las horas solo serán fuego. Mi fuego debes encender, mi fuego debes.
Yeah. child's mind is a crazy machine at the best. And her head sets aflame all the things that her body loves the best. She's constantly at play. Somebody ought to come real soon and take that girl away.
Tinkerbell's mind is a crazy machine at the best. Her consciousness dreams like a dry riverbed in the sun. And you know she's a drag when she says all the jive things she's done. Once she had a dream, but it was burnt by the sunlight and ripped at the seam. At the seam. Tinkerbell's mind is a crazy machine at the best.
Oh yes,
at the best. She sparkles and jangles the silk silver bells on her toes. But her laughter sounds hollow, so she winks and pretends she has soul. And when she feels alive, where she goes, home to her mother, and sits by the phone.
By the phone.
Tinkerbell's mind is a crazy machine at the best.
Oh yes,
at the best.
Lost somewhere west of the yellow brick road, with a body of crystal and a mind that's all set to explode.
She doesn't know what to do, 'cause she loves Christopher Robin and Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Tinkerbell's mind is a crazy machine at the best.
Oh yes,
at the best.
Thank you.
Trinidad. Dusty Reeves, and I feel so bad. Left that woman in Trinidad. Dusty Reeves, and my heart is sad. If one letter the woman wrote, wouldn't mind working banana boat. If she dropped me one penny card, dandy working won't beat so hard. The postman come, the postman go, but he don't never leave a thing for me. The postman come, the postman go, but he don't never, never ring for me. Someday he come, someday I know, and I go jumping like the big bullfrog. I be the disappointed Joe if it's the season of a catalog. One day I'd be banana king, and the woman wanna be my wife, wants me buy her diamond ring, but I buy her banana knife. Make her work, treat her cruel, make her break her sacroiliac, make her ride the donkey mule while I ride the brand new Cadillac. Poor mule,
poor mule,
poor mule.
Left to me, the mule will be riding she.
The mule will be riding she.
The mule will be riding.
This is Greg Miller from the Whiskey Daredevils. There's a lot of radio shows out there, but there's only one that matters. The Irrelevant Show, WMUC, College Park, Maryland. The only station I listen to.
If you're down in Aconia, you ain't up to being alone. Don't spend all your money on just any honey that's grown. Go find a Mexican blackbird and send all your troubles back home. They all call her Buta, 'cause no one really knows her name. She works a cantina and dancing and loving's her trade. Her mama was Mexican, her daddy was the ace of spades. We'll be right back.
How much do you know about sex?
You are about to see a short preview of the film that has been breaking box office records across the country. It is about a girl who went all the way. It may very well be the most important film you will ever see. It will be presented as a special roadshow attraction. Only a select audience will be admitted.
News bulletin, Petaluma, California, Associated Press. Children in the Petaluma School District were asked to bring in orange juice for all the girls between the ages of 12 and 14 who are pregnant. Parents are also asked to help out.
It happens 250,000 times a year. Where is your daughter tonight? This is the story of a girl who wasn't careful.
Teenage mother means 9 months of trouble.
This is 15-year-old Arlene Sue.
I know how to make all the boys hot.
You can't keep your hands off Arlene Sue. She was a real tease. At 15, she knew about everything.
I'm a very healthy girl. You gotta put out if you're gonna get back.
She was a real tease.
Stop me again and I'll run you right off the track.
She turned brother against brother.
Brother, how will I get you?
The only thing you're gonna get is a busted head.
I'm gonna give you the time of your life, baby.
She could lead them on. She could be really sweet. But this time it didn't work. There was only one way she could trap the boy she really wanted.
I can get anyone, even you.
There's a truck stop motel about
2 miles down the road. You get some food and rest there.
She got her kicks out of hitching. She wanted the truck driver, too.
We only got an hour, honey, but I'll be real good.
The whole gang got even.
Young lady, there is no such thing as being a little bit pregnant.
Are you sure?
I've been a doctor for 28 years.
I'm pregnant.
You mean an abortion?
I've got to get married.
Teenage mother means 9 months of trouble. You will follow this girl as she gets into trouble. Finally learns the real facts of life, which her parents never explained to her. In addition to the film, there will be a brief lecture on how to use our bodies. Every parent should bring their child. It explains what you can't in language that everybody can understand.
We'll learn about the nervous system, muscles, glands, and organs, and how they all function separately and relatedly. Sexual attraction, procreation, reproduction, and finally birth will all be included in this course.
Mother, in color and cinemascope. Teenage mother means 9 months of trouble.
Thank you.
when I wasn't doing well, and hung right in even when my hopes all fell. You let me see that I didn't have to make promises most men know they'll have to break. I did not shine, still I was your star. And
the crowd shouted ole, the matador smiled. The sun beat down brightly that day. The bullfighter knew, somehow deep in his heart, that this would be his last ole.
Ole, ole, this would be his last ole.
The bull was El Toro, the pride of the ring, known as a killer of men. The matador knew that when this day was done, he'd never see daylight again.
Olé, olé, he smiled as they shouted olé, 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 this would be his last olé. A sweet señorita high up in the crowd was crying and praying he'd win, but she saw that crying would do her no good the moment
El Toro burst in.
Olé, olé, they all shouted Toro olé. And the matador passed, he whirled his red cape with such ease. The bull rushed again, and the matador laughed. This time he passed on his knees, and they loved him. Olé!
Olé!
The crowd jumped up screaming, olé!
Matador knew that his final moment had come. He could not avoid the magnificent beast as El Toro rushed at him head on.
Olé, olé, the last thing he heard was olé, 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 he had heard his last olé.
Put you in the bed, he said, now hit and run, boy, dash into the night, learn to hit and run. hun, you'll never lose a fight. I know I'm not big, I'm only 5'10". Barely skinny bones and a toothless grin, but I'll fight anywhere or any place. I get the first punch, it's now up in rain. Well, I pulled out of town on a Saturday night. I was headed for the hayride dance. I had a six-pack of beer, a quart of moonshine, my favorite overall pants. I was dancing with my baby on the sawdust floor, swinging to a honky-tonk band. When a big old feller about 235 stepped in and asked her hand. In run, son, what my daddy said, standing toe to toe, we'll put you in the bed. He said, now hit run, boy, dash into the night, learn to hit run, you'll never lose a fight. In run, son, what my daddy said, standing toe to toe, we'll put you in the bed. He said, now hit run, boy, dash into the night, learn to hit and run, you'll never lose a
fight. Lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes a bit pale. And then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. I had a split from the side clean up to my hips. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama, that little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket to set the thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched the roads crawl across the toe of my hiding shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman, fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you won't, I will accept you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my mom, the night I left at a rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby, Mama died, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate, it started to turn, and for me, there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow, that I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I know I might have been born just plain white trash, but thanks, she was on my name. And she said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after up an Emily man took me in off the streets. And 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you were.
I charmed the king of Congress, and then I kissed him on the wrist, the crack. And then Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat. Hey, ain't done bad. Hypocrites that call me bad. Criticize a mama for turning me out, no matter how little it had. But no, I ain't had to worry about nothing for now for 15 years. Well, I can still hit the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Yes, she did.
On my mind, and you beg to borrow a cup of wisdom. You've come to seek the truth, to ask me where it's at. I thank you for your confidence in me, and yet, you see, I cannot draw for you in black and white a map you could follow in your quest for that which all men seek. For each man finds that road alone. Each day, as he eases himself into the stream of life, if he's lucky, he may come a little nearer to the goal. I too have been a prospector, wandering through the maze, buffeted by the storms and jagged rocks of life that tore the nerve ends of my hopes and dreams. And like yours, my skin was much too thin to shield me from the inroads of our times. The big machines, the strangling crimson tape, the hate-filled moats that keep us from the other seekers, searching too for the road to where it's at. But then, one day, the fog within my mind began to clear, and for me the truth shone forth as brilliant as a thousand suns. I had it all along within my grasp. The answer. so simple that I almost didn't see it. It's love. Loving someone more than you love yourself. Loving so much that you trust, you give, and you ask nothing in return. This is the purest form of love. And this is the miracle. If the one you're giving to believes as you, you've found it. The treasure you've been seeking. You've found out where it's at.
Oh, it's springtime in the mountains and I'm full of Mountain Dew. Can't even read my catalog like I used to do. I'm sitting in that little shed that's right back of the house. Here comes old Jake with all the hounds, but he's gonna hear me shout. Oh,
I'll go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pen and quit your silly grinning. Well, the moon is rising, I'm half tired, my life is just beginning.
I'll go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
To the meeting house and wait till they start home. Them gals that live on Possum Creek will always leave alone. We'll run them down the corn rows, them sassy little misses. We'll scare them pretty gals to death, we'll stop and throw them kisses.
Well, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pen and quit your silly grinning. All the moon is right and I'm half tired, my life is just beginning.
I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
Now go wash your face and comb your hair, cause it's darn near time to start. But let me tell you before you go, there's one that's got my heart. Don't chase that gal with the yellow hair and wear the dress of green. For that little gal belongs to me, I know she's past 16.
Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pen and quit that silly grinning. All the moon is rotten, I'm half tired, my life is just beginning.
I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
For the general store when a silly thing I've seen. They make them in the city. It's called a magazine. I turned to page 32 and look at what I found. Them gals wear clothes that we ain't seen beneath them gingham gowns.
Oh, I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
So put them hounds back in the pens and quit your silly grinning. All the moon is rising, I'm half tired. Life is just beginning.
I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women.
In a building tall with a stone wall around, there's a rubber room. When a man sees things and hears sounds that's not there, he's headed for the rubber room. Illusions in a twisted mind to save from self-destruction. It's the rubber room where a man can run into the wall till his strength makes him fall and lie still and wait for help in the rubber room. From his blurry vision of doom, a cycle in the rubber room. The man in the room right next to mine screams a woman's name, hits the wall in vain. He's in the room. I hear footsteps pounding on the floor. God, I hope they don't stop at my door. Now they've come to get me, but they find I'm a-screaming pretty words, trying to make them rhyme. I'm in the room. A psycho. I'm in the room.
Everybody, you are tuned to WMUC FM College Park. They got a weird setup here. Anyway, let me explain what's going on. I got to the radio station this morning because usually that's what I do. Yeah, I wake up in the morning and I take a shower. Maybe eat a hard-boiled egg or something. And I run up and I go to the Taqueria Habanero. And I have four tacos. Then I got 2.5 shots of tequila. Then I start an irrelevant show. Or I go somewhere where they send me to go do an irrelevant show. But I got to the station today, this morning, early. And there was a note from Ella, the program director, Ella. It said, "Pastor, today you're going to Mom's." And there was an address on a post-it note. So I grabbed the post-it note, ran back to the car with my records, hopped in, started it up, plugged the address into my Waze GPS, my finder, and headed on over to Mom's. And I got to Mom's. It was a place called Myron's Orgasmic Market. So here I am, and he's got a whole soundtrack of stuff here, man. This is an adult toy store. They have movies and books. I thought I was going to Mom's Market. I'm at Myron's Orgasmic Market. But anyway, I'm playing music for mainly single, lonely guys, it looks like. There's no women around. There's definitely no women here. But they do have a couple of records, and I'm playing one of them. It's the soundtrack to the 1970 movie Porno Grooves. Correct. Sorry, yeah, that's the right one. Anyway, but I did play an hour of music, and beginning of that set with Los Ovnis, Enciende Mi Fuego, from 16S Exitos Volume 4. That was Light My Fire, basically. A Doors cover by a Mexican garage group. And then I played Glitter House, a track called Tinkerbell's Mind from the Colorblind album. Then I went into Sandy Nelson, Good Thing from the Cheetah Beat LP. Herb Jeffries gave us Poe Mule. That was from an album called Devil is a